So we are making progress. Let's continue with agenda item 12, maintenance and consistent application. I give the floor to Javed, I suppose.
Thanks, and Aishat will be walking us through the first paper and I'll take us through the second. So I'll just hand over to Aishat then.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. So at the April board meeting, the board tentatively decided to amend IFRS 16 to specify how a seller lessee applies the subsequent measurement requirements in IFRS 16 to the lease liability in a sale and leaseback transaction. Agenda Paper 12A discusses the transition, early application, and due process steps for the board's proposed amendment to IFRS 16. I'm going to first introduce all of the sections on transition and application, then I'll hand it over to you for questions 1 and 2 on page 7, and then I'll introduce the section on due process steps before asking you to discuss the remaining questions. So starting first with transition, for the reasons that we described in paragraph 10 of the paper, we recommend that the board require seller lessees to apply the proposed amendment retrospectively in accordance with IAS 8. In contemplating this requirement, we separately considered situations that involve lease modifications or changes in the lease term before the amendment is issued. For the reasons that we describe in paragraph 12, when retrospective application for lease modifications and changes in lease term would be possible only with the use of hindsight, we recommend that seller lessees determine the revised expected payment for the lease at the date it first applies the proposed amendment. Moving on to early application, we think seller lessees can already apply the accounting that's specified in the proposed amendments. So therefore, we recommend that the board permit seller lessees to apply the proposed amendments earlier than the effective date. I'll now turn your attention to questions 1 and 2 on page 7 of the paper and ask whether the board agrees with our recommendations on transition and early application.
Mary would like to ask a question.
Thanks, Hans, and thanks, Aishat. Just a quick question about transition. And in paragraph 10, you're explaining, as you just did, how it would be applied retrospectively. I agree with that in concept. But given the transition that we had for IFRS 16, do we need to say retrospectively to all sale leaseback transactions to which IFRS 16 was applied?
I think that's a good.
Sorry. Yes, Javed. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I think that's a very good caution, Mary. I think in drafting, we can make sure we clarify that point.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? No? Then can I see whether the board agrees with question 1 and 2? Raise your hands, please. Okay.
I'm not sure if Tom has sound.
Yeah, Tom. But we can hear Tom.
I have no idea what's going on here.
Someone. Can you type in the chat room that we're voting on questions 1 and 2 so he knows whether to put his hand up?
I will do so.
Yeah. Good combination. Nearly, it might be best from a perspective.
Sue, I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
Sorry, it might be best from a practical perspective just to say one absent and to say 13 in favour and then to move on.
Okay.
Yep, exactly. Yep, 13 in favour.
I see that Tom's engineering team is on its way. Okay, let's continue.
Moving on to the due process steps. So for the reasons that we describe in paragraph 16 of the paper, we recommend that the board allow a comment period of no less than 120 days for the exposure draft on the proposed amendment for IFRS 16. Appendix A to the paper summarizes the due process steps that the board has taken in developing the proposed amendment. As we note in paragraph 19, we think the board has complied with the necessary due process requirements in accordance with the due process handbook. So questions 3 to 5 on page 7 ask whether the board agrees with our recommendation for 120-day comment period, whether any board member intends to dissent, and whether the board is satisfied that we can start the balloting process. So I'll hand it over to the board.
Okay, can I see who agrees with the comment period?
May I speak first?
Yeah. Oh, yes, Françoise, yes, please.
No, on the comment period, I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
That's coming.
Okay. Nili?
Françoise, did you want to speak?
Yes, you wanted to speak on the next issue, I think.
Yes.
Go ahead, Françoise.
Well, all I want to say on the next issue is to whether people dissent. I don't intend to dissent, but because, as I said last time, I support the decision that we make. But the basis for conclusions will be very important to me in explaining the conflict that we are solving. And if that was not described in that manner, then I would dissent indeed. But I hope not to have to do that.
Okay, thank you very much for the heads up. Staff will take that into account. Yes, Changwu?
Thank you, Hans. I'm just wondering there whether what the specific number of dates of the comment period for this?
120, Changwu.
120. Isn't it, this issue is a little urgent, and so the IFRS 16 applies quite soon, so we need a little less than 120 days of current period?
When we were thinking about the coming period, we did acknowledge a view from some that this could be urgent for some of the reasons that you mentioned as well. But as we mentioned in the paper, in our view, we don't think it's so urgent that it would require something less than 120 days. We do take the comment that it is something that is affecting quite material and important transactions. But in light of the general environment today with COVID-19 and everything, we think that the 120 days strikes the right balance between where we view the sense of urgency and the need for something immediate here.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Speak, Hans. Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Tom, you want to get in? Or were you voting? Yes, Tom.
No, I don't. I'm still having problems. Sorry.
Okay, but you could hear me at least. All right. Then permission to ballot. Do we give the staff permission to ballot? All right.
Sorry, Tom, permission to ballot. Can you hear us? Yep, 14.
Sorry, can you guys see me now?
Yeah, we can see and hear you.
Okay, because I can't see myself anymore. And my causing it was the screen that when I plugged it into my laptop killed your sound, the extra screen.
Okay.
There's no idea, but okay.
Well, you're cutting out quite considerably, so it's still not good. Yeah. All right. Does this mean we can move on to the? Are we done with this, Aishat? I think so. Huh? Or Javed? Javed, you want to go to take over? Yes, please.
Yeah, I can take over with Agenda Paper 12B now. So
yes, please.
Agenda Paper 12B summarizes the committee's April meeting. At the meeting, the committee finalized one agenda decision, and it also discussed one other matter. So the agenda decision, which is on page 2 of the IFIC update, discusses a request about the recognition and measurement of deferred tax when the recovery of the carrying amount of an asset gives rise to multiple tax consequences. Now, in addition to that issue, the committee also received a summary of the research and outreach on a request about supply chain financing arrangements. That request asked in particular about the presentation and disclosure of liabilities associated with reverse factoring arrangements. Now, the committee will continue discussions on this matter at a future meeting, so we will report back to you the outcome of its further discussions on this matter. And with that, I will just stop here and ask if you have any questions on Agenda Paper 12B.
Daryl?
Thanks, Hans. Jovan, in the discussions I'm having around COVID, there seems to be quite a lot of people thinking that they're going to send stuff through to the Interpretations Committee. Obviously, nothing came through in April. Is there stuff in the pipeline at this stage, or are people largely resolving these issues themselves?
So, Patrina, correct, jump in if you want, but at the moment, I think people are working through the issues themselves, and we haven't seen that influx at the moment, but we're staying tuned for what comes through.
Yeah, thank I can you. Just confirm that, Daryl. We have nothing into the inbox at the moment that's COVID-19 related.
Any other comments? Nope. Okay, Javed, anything else?
No, that's nope. It from our side. Thank you very
All
much.
All right, then we can move on to agenda item 14, IBOR.
The team should be joining us in just a minute.
Okay.